Last week, I turned the big 5-0. Less horrifying than hitting the big 2-0-0, but that's another story. I should have been better prepared, because last month, after dyeing my hair a lovely shade of Clairol Espresso, when checking out at the Harris Teeter, I was offered the senior discount. When you turn 50, your mailbox makes all kind of new friends, like the membership card from AARP, who brings his friends from Blue Cross Blue Shield with the ultimate birthday present, an invitation to experience your first colonoscopy. Well, whoop-dee-doo, I will not be sending a thank you note for that. According to the television, there are lots of new after 50 medical conditions that I can now look forward to. Every time I see that shingles commercial, I know they're looking straight at me. And failing eyesight might be a blessing. I won't be as traumatized by the onslaught of whiskers, my own personal version of 50 Shades of Grey. As the man in the cartoon says, "So when did you first start to feel that you were getting old?" And the other guy says, "When my overactive libido and my underactive bladder switched places. This will be fun." I can't abide the assault of yes ma'am being said to me, so I'm in a mess. But Julia Child didn't write her first cookbook until age 50, and Ray Kroc didn't build his McDonald's empire until age 52. So I still have time to get a few things done. Up until this milestone, my greatest accomplishment was not snatching my two children bald-headed, and that was a very difficult accomplishment. But then again, maybe my life has been a success. I've never twerked, taken a selfie, or starred in my own mugshot. So on advice from my more seasoned friends, I've decided to just look on the bright side. You know, they do say that 50 is a new 30. I'm just hoping that 185 pounds is the new 135 pounds.